From Georgia Public Broadcasting, it's On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today is June 19th, also known as Freedom Day, the Black 4th of July, or Juneteenth. It commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. In 1865, Union soldiers arrived in Galveston, Texas, and announced the end of the American Civil War and the freedom of slaves. This was 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Lillian Grant Baptiste is an historian and storyteller and joins me from Savannah to talk about the history of Juneteenth and why we should celebrate it. Lillian, welcome.
Welcome. Good to be here.
Happy Juneteenth.
Thank you so much.
Now, we visited the Atlanta Juneteenth Festival this past weekend, and our producer, Summer Evans, asked some of the people there this question.
And what is Juneteenth?
I'm not sure.
And what does it celebrate?
I don't know.
It's unity. I feel like it's one love, one world, one peace, one joy, one sound, one foundation.
I was just talking to two people recently. One is a good friend of mine. He really didn't even know what Juneteenth was. I had to educate him on what Juneteenth was. Yes.
What did he say after you told him?
He was delighted. He said he was going to look into it. You got to remember, a lot of people don't know about it.
Well, Lillian, why do you think so many people don't know about the history of Juneteenth?
I think a lot of people, they know about July 4th, but Juneteenth is actually our de facto Independence Day, and they don't learn about it in school. It's not often talked about, although people are becoming more aware of it lately. But it's unfortunate that people are not aware and don't realize the significance of Juneteenth.
Well, tell us a little bit about that history. Why did a group of slaves in Galveston, Texas, not know that they'd been freed until 2 years and change after?
30 months later, after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, it's amazing. There are a few theories. One was that the slave owners deliberately suppressed that message getting to the slaves. Another one was that the federal government was slow, and because they wanted to have one more harvest from that particular state. But I believe it was a combination of who would want to release slaves when slave owners were receiving free labor, and it just did not happen 30 months later.
So it wasn't until the Union General Gordon Granger sailed into Galveston Harbor, Galveston Bay,
absolutely,
and told them. So when did it actually become a holiday?
In Georgia, it became a holiday in 2011. 45 states, and it's still not a national holiday, but in 45 states, it's celebrated as a state holiday. More people are becoming aware. You have more celebrations around Juneteenth. People are talking about it a little bit more, and I look forward for that to even grow even more.
Well, so initially, when President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, this was January 1st, people celebrated Jubilee Day.
Absolutely.
After the slaves in Galveston, Texas knew that they were free, did people immediately start celebrating Juneteenth?
They started immediately gathering themselves, but actually, they started celebrating Jubilee. Whenever they heard the message, they started celebrating their freedom. But really, in 1870s, a group of former slaves actually got together, and they purchased land in Houston, which was extremely significant, and so that they can have a celebration. Prior to that, there was no place you could celebrate, but you couldn't, you know, where could you go to celebrate? I did not have a tremendous amount of land, but to me, this was such an illustration of self-determination and unity. $800 to purchase a plot of land.
That's the land that became Emancipation Park.
Emancipation Park. I was actually in Houston
there for Juneteenth a few years ago. But then,
and that's amazing in and of itself.
Well, this spread across the country, news of Juneteenth, and people, African American communities started celebrating it. Some, you know, have barbecues. They wade into the water. What does this mean for the community?
I think it's a time of reflection, a time that we remember and that we teach our children not to ever forget where we came from. It's also a time that we recommit ourselves to the uplifting of African Americans, to remember and to, you know, commemorate in terms of uplifting our history and talking about its significance and teaching about the importance of being self-determined, the importance of working together and working together to uplift this particular holiday.
Yeah.
So I think all of that is so very significant.
We've got a clip from the ABC series Black-ish. They led their fourth season with a musical episode about Juneteenth. Now, here's a clip. The main character, Dre, is speaking with his colleagues about the holiday.
It's a confusing thing to celebrate me. Do I get you a card? Do you get me a card?
I don't know, Dre. It seems like a straight-up conflict with Father's Day.
In our community? Okay.
And June is the beginning of wedding season.
In our community. Okay.
I'm only hearing excuses. This is what America always does. We think if we don't acknowledge something awful, it didn't happen.
So that's a clip from Black-ish, the ABC series. Have you seen other depictions of Juneteenth in the media, the national media, network shows like that?
I have. It's ironic, but that's kind of, I mean, we think in terms of celebrating the fourth, Father's Day, we think about weddings, but we don't think about so much the significance of that holiday, which is unfortunate.
Well, Frederick Douglass said, "What to the American slave is your 4th of July?" Do you know people who don't celebrate the 4th of July and instead celebrate Juneteenth?
I do.
Why
I
is
do.
That?
Some folks believe that's hypocritical. We were independent. We were very much slaves. That declared America's independence from Britain, but we slaved. We were very, our ancestors were enslaved. So I know a lot of people who would decide not to celebrate the 4th of July and instead they celebrate Juneteenth.
Yeah, because it doesn't quite ring true to them?
Absolutely. It does not ring true at all.
Well, in recent years, Juneteenth has, you know, unfortunately, in 2014 and 15, 16, fallen right around the times that there have been high profile killings of unarmed black men by American police. And so there have been increasing opportunities for protests on Juneteenth. Do you think it's a protest day?
I think so. It should be. It should be. When we think in terms of a lot of the injustice that we see, and particularly, like you said, a lot of things happen during June. I think that is a great way of celebrating and uplifting that holiday and projecting a sense of self-determination.
You mentioned that there are five states that still do not recognize Juneteenth. They are Hawaii, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Montana. What is their reason? What did they give for not celebrating Juneteenth?
I think it's just in terms of people not speaking up, people not pushing forward, or at least not speaking and not pressing forward as much as perhaps the other states would. And then a lot of it is just, you know, in terms of the decisions around, you know, economic decisions.
Has there ever been a real concerted push to make a national holiday with all 50 states?
President Obama, tried to pass that law, but of course that didn't happen.
I'm speaking with Lillian Grant-Baptiste. She's an historian and storyteller about the history of Juneteenth. Well, let's hear. This is some tape from the Library of Congress. It's Laura Smalley of Texas. She was born into slavery but did not know that she was free. She was one of those in Galveston, Texas, after the Emancipation Proclamation. Again, from the American Folklife Center of the Library of Congress.
We didn't know where to go. Mm-hmm. Mom and them didn't know where to go. You see, after freedom broke, just like you turn something out, you know, didn't know where to go. They turned us out just like, you know, you turn out cattle, I say.
Didn't know where to go. What was the reality of freedom for slaves after June 19th?
I mean, it was sad. I mean, your situation did not improve. Their situations did not improve. Even those that were allowed, they understood that they were free. They tried to leave. Sometimes they were oftentimes killed. They were forced to stay and work for free. Some of those slaves tried to go north to states that were more friendly. They also tried to reunite with families. It was not an easy time. It was a very, very difficult time, a very sorrowful time.
Right. You had Reconstruction, Jim Crow. And now Juneteenth is an opportunity to remind Americans of the contributions that African Americans have made, not only in their culture, but the country, and reminds African Americans of their ancestry. Here's just a clip of drummers from last weekend's Juneteenth festival here in Atlanta. Well, Lillian, you're a storyteller. Do you tell kids, people, stories about Juneteenth?
Yeah, I do.
What do you tell them? We've got 2 minutes left.
I tell them about the importance of knowing where they came from, the importance of understanding what their ancestors went through, the importance of realizing that they come from a people who have gone through tremendous trials and tribulations. But yet we are people who not just survive, but thrive. To tell them that never forget where they come from and to use their past to push them and launch them toward their future. But to never forget, what we went through, to never forget the sacrifices that we had to make and that you have a debt to pay.
How did you, Lillian, learn about Juneteenth?
I learned my great grandmother, which you would never think, taught me about Juneteenth. And I learned about Juneteenth as a youngster, maybe when I was 10 or 11. Her aunt was actually from Texas or lived in Texas for a while. So she was very much involved in, she was an activist and a historian. So she, you know, we oftentimes talked about Juneteenth and celebrated Juneteenth in our home.
Well, Lillian, thank you for sharing your experience of it. Appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you so much.
Lillian Baptiste, she's an historian and storyteller, and we would love to hear from you. How are you celebrating Juneteenth this year? You can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at OST Talk or leave us a message at 404-500-9457. And just ahead, we're going to visit the Oakland Cemetery in Atlanta, but first, revisit some real history in museums. This is On Second Thought.
Yellow.